Costume design is an essential ingredient in the storytelling mix of cinema and stage. They can create visual spectacles such as Moulin Rouge and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, or help in the invention of memorable characters. James Bond, for example, always has a sharp suit. A new exhibition that's opened in Brisbane celebrates the glamour of film and stage costume. Kathy Van Extel reports.
Well, girls, I guess it's our turn.
What we've done is looked at the way shows move between stage and film and then back to stage again. In the early days of film, generally, shows were a big hit in the theatre. Hollywood came and bought them, made them bigger, put them on film, they were another big hit. But in the last decade or so, it seems to have gone the other way, and there's quite a lot of films now which are being used as source material to create stage shows. So things that have originally been conceived purely for film have now been turned on their heads in a way, and they've found a way to present them on stage. So things like Priscilla, which started as a film, now a big successful musical on Broadway. It's raining
men. All Dressed Up, costumes from Broadway to Hollywood, features more than 30 original costumes from much-loved stage and screen performances. Ranging from the 1930s to the 2000s, the costumes were worn by famous stars like Judy Garland, Sammy Davis Jr., Bette Midler, Julie Andrews, Ethel Merman, Peter Allen and Eddie Murphy. The exhibition is at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre Museum. Curator Christopher Smith says while different approaches are taken in the way costumes are made to suit the big screen or stage, the purpose is the same.
When you come to the core of it, the task of the costume designer is to sort of find the essence of the character. And the thinking then is the same, whether it's film or whether it's stage. You're looking to how you represent that character in a way that the audience gets all the background information that you would get if you knew someone in real life.
The exhibition draws on the collection of Brisbane-based collector Nicholas Inglis, who has a particular soft spot for the Hollywood golden age of the 1930s and 40s. He started working at QPAC while a law student. 23 years on, despite a legal career, he's still working part-time as an usher, driven by a love of theatre. It's a fascination that goes back to childhood.
I've always been fascinated by classic Hollywood. As a child, I used to write to the performers and collect autographs and things like that. That led into collecting posters and other smaller things. And then in about the late 90s, I received a catalogue from Christie's, and the first 20 pages or so had autographs. And then the last few pages were dedicated to costume. And it was basically a matter of, wow, I didn't really realise you could collect costume from film, and it all took over from there.
What was your first costume?
My first costume was actually a pair of slacks that Ava Gardner wore in Mogambo in about the 50s at MGM.
Mogambo, the new word in motion picture entertainment.
He still has those trousers, and much, much more. In fact, Nicholas Inglis is Australia's leading vintage Hollywood collector.
For me, I have to like the film, I have to like the performer, but really, when you come down to it, it's about preserving these treasures. There aren't too many of these in the world anymore. Poor storage and the fact that these are just natural fibres and they do deteriorate means that there are not as many as there used to be. So for me, it's more the preserving of these treasures for current and future generations to enjoy.
How do you go about verifying authenticity?
Well, actually, I've been lucky enough over the years to build up a bit of a history and background of collecting, so I've become a bit of an expert when it comes to it, so much so that some of the auction houses still come to me and ask about, you know, is this correct or how would you go about looking at this? But the studios were quite amazing in terms of how they catalogued their pieces. MGM, for example, had sewn in labels in all their costumes detailing the performer, the production number, so that's the kind of things you're looking for. Plus, you know, if you are going to buy something, the first thing you do is go and look at the film, compare the costume, look at the stitching, look at the design, see if it actually is the same thing that you're wanting to buy.
Come on, Annie, let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Costumes from the 1982 Annie film are included in the exhibition. Here's curator Christopher Smith giving a quick highlights tour.
We have three costumes from the film version of Annie. Two of them by quite famous people. Bernadette Peters played Lily St. Regis, the sort of good time girl who's the girlfriend of Miss Hannigan's brother, and Ian Reinking, who's quite a famous Broadway performer and dancer, who played Daddy Warbucks' secretary. So she's the good girl and Bernadette's the bad girl. And I think you can see in the costumes the distinct difference. Way more cleavage and frills and colour and stuff in the bad girl. And then we have the iconic Annie red dress in the middle.
If the lady's naughty but proper.
Moving on, we have Julie Andrews in a very unglamorous costume, but Julie Andrews made a film called Star, which was about Gertrude Lawrence, who was a famous Broadway performer. There were sort of interesting links between the lives of the two of them and how they worked back and forth between film and screen.
It opens a new avenue of entertainment in the grandest, gayest, greatest of all the great Gold Diggers pictures.
And to keep up with the military theme, we have a costume from Gold Diggers of 1937. Now, this is the earliest costumes. This is from a Busby Berkeley extravaganza, and this is one of 100-odd chorus girls that were on screen at the time.
Won't you come in?
Senator Keeley, Mrs. Keeley, come here and give me a hug.
We have two costumes from The Birdcage. Birdcage is interesting in that it's a really wonderful example of how material works between different media. Straight film, straight play, Broadway musical, and then another version of the film have all found new ways of exploring the story. And then we end up with three costumes from Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Three costumes worn by them after they get sort of the bus breaks down and they have to put on the show to thank the mechanic who saved them from disaster. It's a triumph of crystal nylon in every colour you'd never wear yourself.
Aren't we fabulous? How many times do I have to tell you green is not your colour?
Yes, that's Cathy Van Extel reporting, and the exhibition's at the Queensland Performing Arts Centre Museum until April.